Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, your host for today's edition of HealthWise. One of my wife's pet peeves is for me to put greasy stuff into the kitchen sink drain. She knows, and I need to remind myself, since I don't want to get on the bad side of my wife, that greasy stuff has a way of clogging up the pipes, and if they get too clogged, we have major plumbing problems, and I need to remind myself of that too. Well, that's a simple way to understand cholesterol and your body. Animals and humans need this waxy substance called cholesterol for healthy cells. But for humans, there's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. The good cholesterol is called HDL, and I won't bore you with what that stands for. You can remember it as happy cholesterol, HDL, happy cholesterol, good cholesterol, and you want HDL, happy cholesterol. Now, the other is LDL cholesterol, so we're going to call that lousy cholesterol, L, lousy, DL. Now, too much LDL can be really, really bad for you. In the complex way that doctors compute your total cholesterol level, to be under 200 is ideal. To be over 240 is not good. That level of cholesterol in your body can make you more prone to atherosclerosis, hardening or narrowing of the arteries. And that's not all. Too much bad cholesterol can lead to the formation of plaque, fat-based junk in your blood, making you a candidate for a stroke. And there's even evidence that high levels of bad cholesterol may be connected with Alzheimer's disease. So, high cholesterol is what? It's the scary monster in what could become the horror movie of an unhealthy life. And while about 25% of cholesterol comes from foods like meat, poultry, and full-fat dietary products, about 75% of cholesterol is produced by our livers. Diets high in saturated fats and trans fats will cause your liver to produce more cholesterol, and that's where diet comes into play. Most certainly, to lower bad cholesterol, we need to exercise more, to lose weight, to go easy on the alcohol, which can contribute to the formation of another scary monster called triglycerides. But that's for another day. And as you always hear, quit smoking. But precisely because our own bodies produce both the happy cholesterol and the lousy cholesterol, it stands to reason that we really do need to be careful with what goes into our bodies. So, how can you and I get the bad cholesterol down? Well, 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week to help you with this issue and so many others. They're in their nutrition department, which is really a mini health food store. You will meet Rachel, 110 Pharmacy's experienced nutritional consultant, and Rachel's our guest again today on HealthWise. You can call her with your questions. I love chatting with Rachel, but we want you to chat with Rachel as well. You can call her and ask her your questions. This week, again, it's how to get that bad cholesterol down, and that's the lousy cholesterol, get that down, and the good cholesterol, the happy cholesterol, how to get it up. Call-in number, 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400. But for now, Rachel, help us work on our cholesterol levels. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Bill.
Before we get to nutritional supplements, which I know you want to tell us all about, talk about a good diet to help keep cholesterol levels in what the doctors call the ideal category.
Well, It's kind of obvious that we need to cut down on red meat consumption. I think most people know that. This is nothing against red meat. It's okay to have, but in moderation.
Now, when you say moderation, before you go any further, be specific, Rachel, about that. I mean, you know, what, one hamburger a week?
Yeah, I would say one hamburger a week because we need protein. And it's been proven that, you know, we tend to, like, you know, we put all of our fears into one thing. So red meat's the first big thing that everyone wants to get rid of to improve their cholesterol, heart health, digestive health.
And that's a good thing,
but,
to get rid of too much.
Do a lean, mm-hmm.
Okay.
A lean burger.
Mm-hmm.
Once a week would be okay.
Okay. What? But no other red meat during the week? What about things like pork, for example?
Well, you know, it is the other white meat, but I would say also about once a week. It's high in fat, and it also has some other toxic substances in it sometimes. So we need to keep that down as well.
So we're looking at a lot of
fresh
fish.
Pork. We're not talking about bacon here, though.
No, okay. Okay. A lot of fish, a lot of vegetables.
A lot of fish, a lot of vegetables, exactly. Fresh fruit is good, too.
And we're going to have carbs. Well, you're probably going to get into this, but okay. So cutting down the meat.
Well, I think you know where I'm going. First of all, we need to have good soluble fiber, which comes generally with carbs, something like oatmeal. And you want to look for the basic slow-cook organic, if you can get it, because we want to keep all the toxins out, if possible, quality oatmeal. And that's really wonderful because it provides you with soluble fiber. You can also get a lot of soluble fiber from beans, kidney beans, things like that, especially kidney.
Okay, now, oatmeal, Rachel, here's a struggle. We like this... steel cut oatmeal?
Yeah, steel cut oats, very good.
Excellent. Like, but sometimes I don't have the time to cook that. This stuff that you get in the bag that's put a little bit of water in it.
You can get a better quality of that.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's perfectly okay. It'll still give you some great benefits. It may not be quite as fantastic as the slow cook steel cut oats, but you'll get good dietary.
Yeah, so the instant stuff you put in the microwave, better to have that than not have it, right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Keep going. Soluble fiber. What else?
Well, you get it from beans, things like bran also, barley. And then we're talking also fruits. Apples, pears, bananas, prunes, figs. You've got it all if you can. Think about the list I just gave.
Yeah, sure.
Or imagine eating that every day. I would be sick probably, but I would feel really great after I was ill. But you want to try and include as much fresh fruit and vegetable in your diet as possible. And one of the major reasons why we say that, besides the vitamins and minerals you get from it, is the soluble fiber.
Yeah. I know this morning before I came in, because with all going on in the morning, I have to have a good breakfast. But to cap things off, I had some dried figs. And I didn't know how many I had to eat to get this amount. But I noticed the fiber amount for eating whatever the minimum requirement was, it was 20% of my daily fiber. And I think it's important to pay attention to those things. Rachel, let's back up
That's
a bit. How do you explain to people how soluble fibers work to reduce the lousy cholesterol?
Well, all fiber works by binding. So it binds. And soluble fiber especially likes to bind to toxins. So, and especially with cholesterol, we're not talking about regular fat. It's an especially toxic form of fat floating around in your bloodstream. And it binds to it, and it flushes it away. It takes it out, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, so these things are like soluble fiber. Am I right, Rachel?
Like sponges.
Yeah, it's like
exactly.
Sponges.
And
yeah,
there's
just
sponges
absorbs
that go
stuff.
After the right stuff.
Yeah, and obviously they're ejected from our system at the right
exactly,
time, so it gets
wonderful.
Rid of it. Now, when you say toxins... Develop that a little bit. I mean, toxins.
Well, cholesterol
actually...
is a toxin.
Okay.
Cholesterol is a killer. I mean, we certainly need some of, and you explained it beautifully. We need some happy cholesterol, some HDL. We definitely do. We need some LDL too. There needs to be a balance, but we need to keep that number lower.
Yeah. So it really is
we need it for the health of our cells. We do need cholesterol.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is the balance.
Don't let a doctor to go too low.
Yeah, it really is the balance, right, between the HDL and the L. It's not that all the happy cholesterol, you don't want to have just only, I don't think you ever could, only that. You really have to have both, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. All right, now let's
You can't have one without the other. That's just the way
now,
it goes.
When
you
I was,
want to keep the HDL up.
When I was chatting with you this week, my wife and I love to chat with Rachel. She is a storehouse of information. You mentioned fatty fish and omega-3s. Now how does fat help to reduce fat? I'm a simple guy. How does fatty fish help reduce fat?
You know, I wish I had bigger words sometimes, you know, just so I could sound really intelligent. But for the most part, you're fighting fire with fire. And healthy fat keeps your HDL number up and helps to keep your LDL number going down.
So mention some fatty fish.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, the obvious ones, mackerel, herring. Oh, also sardines, really good for you, lake trout, salmon and halibut. They're all good. All the fish, you can, it's pretty easy to find out which ones are the healthy fat fish.
Yeah, okay. Sardines. Now, I would assume with the sardines.
Sardines are really good for so many things. You know, they're kind of like weird, you know, but they're really good for so much. So if you like them, keep eating them. They're good for your brain.
But you should get the ones of the olive oil, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, and another healthy fat. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, would you? Okay, right, now this is going to get into your line. What if people say they don't like fish? I'm a great fish lover, and most people. They don't like fish. They've had it overcooked or it's been too old or something. Fish is great. But what if people don't like fish? So what types of replacements to get the fatty fish omega-3s?
What do they come to me for?
Yeah.
So they anyone who's going to buy an omega-3 fish oil product needs to look at purification to make sure that the toxins, the heavy metals, have been removed. And there's some other stuff that goes on with fish, unfortunately, considering what we've done to our oceans and our lakes and streams. You need to make sure that that stuff has been removed. Usually they use a process called molecular distillation. Oh. And also you can get some really high-quality fish oils that come from relatively clean water, which is really good. You want to look for these things. You probably want to look to make sure that it's not too cheap. Everyone wants to buy their fish oil capsules because they're expensive when you see them in, even in where we definitely go out of our way to make an affordable product, you know, available to our customers. Even here, the better ones are a little pricey. Unfortunately, most people want to go to the large, huge quantity stores and buy them there, the giant jar, and they're not great quality. I've looked them over. So
interesting.
I would say... you want to make sure that there's rancidity testing to make sure that it's not old, because that can make you very ill when you take it. You don't just get the belch back, you become ill. And you also want to look for the EPA and DHA balance. That's the EPA and the DHA, which are abbreviations for words too long for me to even say.
Yeah.
That's what makes up an omega-3 fish oil product.
So this, I'm sorry, EPA?
EPA and DHA.
And DHA, skipping what they mean for a minute. Or the word, what it stands for. What does that mean? What's the what should you be looking for?
It means that you want to have about you want when you take say 2 fish oil capsules or gel caps, you want to have let's say at least 500 milligrams of EPA.
Okay.
And about 250 milligrams of DHA.
Okay.
And between the two. You could separate that. You could take them both at the same time, whatever makes you happy.
And then,
but you want to get that. It's very good for your heart health in general and other things.
Yeah, I was going to say that the fish or the omega-3s help reduce blood pressure and also the risk of developing blood clots, correct?
Yes, yeah. Fantastic for that, yeah.
And
we're going to get to a little more on that. I have something special to talk about.
Well, you always have something special to talk about, Rachel. How often do you take... The omega-3 capsules, Rachel?
When you're taking something therapeutically, it's my strong belief, and it's kind of a tradition in, you know, health protocols, that you would take usually one in the morning, one in the evening. That way you kind of you keep it percolating in the bloodstream for a while.
But with your meals?
Oh, absolutely,
yeah,
sure.
Absolutely, okay.
There's very few things that you have to take on an empty stomach, very few.
Yeah, all right. Avocados and olive oil and nuts. Talk to us about these. At least avocados and nuts are delightful snacks, and there's nothing like olive oil. Talk to us about that and the problem of cholesterol.
Well, they're rich in monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats. They're very rich in that. And those things help to fight cholesterol in the same way that we were talking about fire fighting fire. They're the good fats. They're some of the best fats. They're a vegetarian source. So there's no animal fat, which I love my animals. I do eat meat, but I would have to say that we really don't benefit that much from it when it comes to cholesterol and heart health.
Yeah.
So when you're getting a vegetarian fat like that from avocado, fantastic for cholesterol, fantastic for heart health, also fantastic for brain health. And, you know, that's something we don't even ever really talk about. Very few people do talk about it. But while we're treating cholesterol, we can sometimes do some damaging things to our brain. Our brain needs the good fat to live.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we want to make sure that we take in some of the good fats, like avocados, and nuts, a fantastic source. Plus, you get protein and fiber.
Yeah, I want to stay with this. We've got the break coming up, but I want to ask you, Rachel, in just a moment about this Mediterranean diet and also coconut oil. Coconut oil was a boogeyman years ago, and now it's very popular. But let's take a little break. Let's learn more about where Rachel works at 110 Pharmacy. Want to learn more about all the things we're talking about on HealthWise? Visit the nutrition section of 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. You hear Rachel on this program, meet her at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. She knows nutrition, and she loves to convince you that nutrition really is the best medicine. At the 110 Pharmacy and Surgical Nutrition Department, you'll find everything you need to treat what ails you. Vitamins, minerals, supplements, natural remedies, sports and performance products, helps for diet, weight management, even energy drinks and healthy snacks, the highest rated products, doctor-recommended brands, and all at the best prices. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition section, the boutique, and from the surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. You'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you, interviewing Rachel, nutritional consultant at 110 Pharmacy. And we're dealing today with getting the bad cholesterol down. Rach, we've talked about things like avocados and olive oil and nuts, and we do need to remind all of you these do have a lot of calories in them, so be careful. What about this thing, the Mediterranean diet? Talk to us a bit about that, Rachel.
Well, we've kind of created a Mediterranean diet here with all the things we discussed from beginning to here. We're talking about the fatty fish, the good fatty fish, usually deep sea fish. We're talking olive oil. And we're talking lots of fresh fruit and vegetables. And then we're talking about things like nuts and avocados. You've got it all going on. That's a Mediterranean diet. And it all contributes to a healthier heart, healthier digestion, nicer skin, hair, nails. You know, the body craves healthy fat. We mainly starve our bodies of healthy fat and pound in the garbage fat. So.
Yeah, what about things like olives and I know it's got Greek in my background.
Very important. Olives and olive oil are very important. And listen, there are calories involved. We can't, you know, you can't just drink it, but you do benefit from it even when you heat it. So.
Yeah, and just an interesting question on olive oil. When you're cooking with olive oil, you've got to be careful not to cook at too high a temperature because it'll flame up. But does that distort or destroy the benefits of the olive oil, Rachel?
No, it doesn't. You just don't want to go to too high of a heat, besides the smoking and the burning of your food that might be in it. You do then start to lose a lot of the beneficial aspects.
And what about the feta cheese that is an inevitable accompaniment to a Greek salad?
It's one of the best cheeses you can eat. I'm sure you know this. It's very low in fat. It's really good for you.
Excellent.
And it has a delicious saltiness, which you know is a big problem for me, so I get it from things like that if I can.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, well, that warms the cockles of my partially Greek heart. Incidentally, phone number is 6. Rachel and I have so much fun gabbing here, we forget the fact you're supposed to call and gab too. 631-955-5400. So we're talking about getting that cholesterol level down. Rachel, this fascinates me. 15 years ago, If you got near coconut oil, you were risking a heart attack, and now everything's coconut oil. Where does this fit in this whole business with cholesterol?
Well, what we have come to, I mean, I remember I didn't know what butter tasted like until I was in my 20s, my late 20s. I might have had it at a restaurant, but probably didn't pay enough attention. My mother only had margarine in the house because things like butter and coconut oil were considered to be the killers. It was the worst kind of fat you could ingest, and we still don't want to, like, you know, we don't want to, again, you know, like the olive oil, we don't want to just eat butter. But a small amount of whole butter is better than polyunsaturated margarine products. It's also real food, which is always, I always try and express this. It's good to eat real food in general, just in moderation, right? And then coconut oil is amazing stuff, actually. So besides the fat, the good fat that's in it, it also has profound antioxidants, antibacterial, antifungal properties. So people use it to heal wounds and skin rashes and skin conditions applied topically and ingested, and it can increase your ability to resist illness in many different forms.
Well, it also gives a delightfully distinct flavor to everything. You got to get used to it, but it really does make it. And the same thing we've got.
What you're cooking in it, but
Sure. The things like flaxseed. I mean, you think walnut oil, avocado oil, flaxseed
oil.
Walnut
oil is very good. Very, very good, actually.
And flaxseed oil.
Flaxseed oil is fantastic. And, you know, many people choose to get their omega-3s from flaxseed oil. And I have to say that I myself did it for many years. It's good and fantastic for you. I would not recommend cooking with it. You can use it in place of an oil in salad dressings and stuff like that, but heating it is not recommended at all. It's delicate, very delicate oil. And you lose then your omega-3 stuff from it. But you also need to look at what you're taking the omega-3s for. And you need to have a high EPA content as opposed to DHA content, and very often you can only get that from fish. It's a problem for vegetarians and vegans.
All right. So do you get omega-3s from olive oil, Rachel, or not?
Very little, but you get other great things, polyphenols and things like that, really great antioxidant ability.
You know, obviously, I mean, I'm looking at the things I've got here that we can discuss. Before we get to nutritional things, we don't have a lot of time left, but is it true that if the label says partially hydrogenated oil, we should avoid it? Is that true?
Well, you see it in things like packaged snacks, cakes and crackers and snack foods, things like that. You see it in there usually.
Stay away from the Twinkies, right?
What we're concerned about is hardening that oil in our arteries, and they've already done it for you. You even put it in your mouth, so I would say try and avoid it.
Yeah, we have fast food. We also have fast bad cholesterol, right?
Okay.
All right, Rachel, what about nutritional remedies? Kind of give me an overview of cholesterol-helping items at your mini health store at 110 Pharmacy.
I'm going to do it fast. We have something, like, let's just say that you do not want to take cholesterol medication and your cholesterol is dangerously, you know, going over 240 and perhaps your balance is not great between your HDL, your happy cholesterol, and your lousy cholesterol. Say the lousy one is getting a leg up. You would take something like red yeast rice, which is actually a health food store version of a statin drug.
Okay.
That's where statin drugs came from. And we also recommend that you always take that with coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol. That's very important to protect the health of your liver and your heart. We also recommend you take CoQ10 or ubiquinol CoQ10, same thing, when you're taking cholesterol medication.
But you don't take the CoQ10 and the red yeast rice extract.
At
separate times. Yeah, we take them before we turn in or when I get up in the morning. I guess that's okay,
that's
right?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Because the ubiquinol, the CoQ10, is great to take in the morning. It energizes your brain.
Oh, well, for me, I need all the help I can get.
You and me both, my friend. There's also something called polycosinol, which is a favorite of mine. And you can take it in conjunction, actually, with red yeast rice. It is a statin.
Okay.
It is a plant sterol. It comes from sugarcane. So we found a really good use for sugarcane besides sweetening. And it can have a profound effect on cholesterol, and it can have a profound effect while keeping the balance good, between the happy and the lousy.
So there's plant sterols and stenols, and I try to figure out the difference. I don't know what it is, but
I can tell you very quickly. Yeah. One of them is a simple. The sterol is something simple that you can get from food, in pretty good amounts.
Okay.
Some of the foods we've talked about, and a stenol is a somewhat more like I would say if I was talking about a vitamin product, it's a converted. It's broken down more.
Okay.
A sterol is. And you normally would get high amounts only if you took supplementation.
All right. So I come in and you're going to point me to things that are going to give me more plant sterols and stanols, either things I get from your mini health food store or out there someplace, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, real quickly, because we just time for one more question. And I think, Rachel, at some point we're going to have to continue this. Green tea, does it really help keep our cholesterol levels down?
It helps with a lot, yeah. It can help to keep your cholesterol levels down and do other great things for you. It has a high polyphenol antioxidant count. So it's a free radical scavenger. That's what polyphenols do. And you know, listen, I'm sorry to use that word over and over again. I think I said it 5 times today. But it's a great antioxidant. Obviously plant-based, and it's great to keep your heart healthy.
Yeah, green tea. Green tea.
You want to keep it simple.
I think after the show I'm going to have a cup. Thanks so much, Rachel, and thanks to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's program. You can visit Rachel and visit them at 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. It is really a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Now, remember, when you go to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, mention that you heard HealthWise on WLIE 540, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and in the nutrition department. And look for Rachel when you're in the great nutrition department as well. If you'd like to put in an order, you'll still get your 20% discount. You can use their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body God has given you. We'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.